KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The FBI is now investigating two fatal incidents on the Red Lake Nation last week. Larissa Donovan has the details.
A wake began Monday for a Red Lake man who died because of his injuries suffered in an assault last week. The FBI confirmed in an email that it is working with Red Lake Tribal Police to investigate the death of 60-year-old Jeffrey Bruhn. According to his obituary, Bruhn died last Tuesday at the Sanford Health Fargo Hospital. No more information on that incident was available Monday. Separately, the Minnesota Star Tribune reports the person shot and killed by Red Lake Tribal Police on Thursday has been identified by the FBI. He was 39-year-old Matthew Scott Beaulieu Sr. The FBI says Red Lake Police responded to a report of Beaulieu firing a gun in a residential area Thursday morning. The Red Lake officer who fired the weapon was wearing an activated body-worn camera during the incident. The Star Tribune says the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension assisted at the scene, and the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office will conduct an autopsy. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
A federal judge has dismissed a Trump administration lawsuit seeking Minnesota voter rolls. The DOJ sued Secretary of State Steve Simon in September after he refused to hand over Minnesota's voter registration list. The list includes names, birth dates, addresses, and partial Social Security numbers. The Minnesota Reformer reports in her order dismissing the case, District Judge Catherine Menendez called the effort a, quote, fishing expedition, and wrote the government can't seek discovery first and allege a claim later. Voter fraud is extremely rare. ProPublica reported on Friday that 130 people were subpoenaed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota as part of the Justice Department's high-priority criminal investigation into illegal voting. Only one person has been referred for prosecution. The Reformer says the Monday dismissal puts the Department of Justice at 0-23 in its efforts to obtain states' voter information. After 80 years of business, Glenn's Army Navy store in Grand Rapids is closing. Emma Crabb attended the first day of its liquidation sale.
The store announced the impending closure in a Facebook post Saturday and began pricing down its items on Monday. Rusty Eichhorn is the store's owner.
They were lined up at 8 o'clock this morning to get in. We didn't open until 9. And yeah, everybody's been cheerful. Everybody's been cooperative and no fights.
Located along Highway 2, Glenn's Army Navy is an outdoor store that includes products that can be difficult to find elsewhere, like ready-to-eat survival meals. It was also recently voted Itasca County's best gun store. Eichhorn's been the owner for 10 years, and it's been in his family for 54. His parents bought the store from its original owner, Glenn Dix, upon his retirement. Eichhorn says high costs are one of the main reasons forcing the closure. This includes freight costs.
That's a big one because you have to ship the goods to the store. The cost of money to borrow to buy the goods that you're going to sell in the store.
Beyond the store itself, Eichhorn says customers are also feeling the strain.
The $4.50 a gallon gas this winter really affected people's spending ability, spendable money.
Customers Bo and Carrie Molitor of Grand Rapids were there Monday. They say they've been coming to Glenn's for more than a decade. How do they feel about the closure?
Just sad. It's definitely sad to see another local business leave the community. And yeah,
I'm going to miss seeing the staff that we've been so familiar with throughout the years, seeing their faces every year and kind of chit-chatting, catching up, you know, like the familiarity, you know.
For Eichhorn, the community support has been constant and appreciated.
We are going to truly be missed, and I feel terrible about that. I wish the store could go forever, but nothing is really forever in retail.
Glenn's Army Navy store expects to close its doors in November. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Sign up for the Buzz newsletter for the week's best stories and audio from KAXE. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.